Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
This is a one-woman show here. I'm working the buttons, pushing the studio. We're in the studio. We're out of the studio. We're on Wisdom. Thank you so much for joining. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Where I talk about how to experience more happiness on the journey. And that's it. It's very simple. How do you experience more happiness on the journey? You know, when I ask people, do you want to be happy? You want to experience more happiness? Raise their hands. Yes, of course. Who wouldn't? But there's a catch to that, my dear audience. There's a catch to that. And it requires a lot of mirror time. It requires a lot of looking in the mirror. But before I go on and before I get to today's topic, which is it's going to be a seatbelt kind of day. It's going to be a seatbelt kind of morning. Let me introduce myself. Who the hell am I? I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist and inner peace practitioner. Huh? Happiness specialist, inner peace practitioner, and what I do, my purpose and my destiny on this planet is to share with as many people that are interested how to experience more happiness on the journey. And when I say happiness, I know that word gets a bad rap sometimes. Ooh, happiness. I don't like that word. I rather use joy. I get it. Let me talk about the vibration, the energy of happiness, what I'm saying. It's more than the word. It is an energy. It is a vibration. It is a foundation. It becomes your identity. You become rooted in that vibration of what? What is the vibration, Rebecca? Thank you for asking. It's a vibration of feeling content. It's a vibration of satisfaction in every moment. It's a vibration of peace. It's a vibration of feeling balance. It's a vibration of knowing and trusting that whatever is happening in this moment, whatever is happening in the present moment, it's supposed to happen. Whatever you're experiencing is there to serve you. I know sometimes it doesn't feel like it. I got my hand over here raised too. It doesn't feel like this moment is serving me. Oh boy, this week, oh, what a downward spiral I experienced. But the thing about those downward spirals and when you're feeling, this shit isn't right. The practices, and I say happiness is a practice skill. So that means anyone can practice it. It's if I can do it, you can do it. And it's just like any other skill from being a chef. I love Master Chef. Being a chef, being an athlete, a musician, a writer, a speaker. It is a practice skill, so it's up to you to decide, to choose how important, and how committed you are to the practice. So when I go through these, life is up and down for me also. So when I go through the downs, and I'm just saying the downs just to label it, guess what? The practice comes in automatically, just like if you learn how to drive a stick shift, you can drive any stick shift, or if you learn how to ride a bike, the practice stays with you. So immediately when those times, when that struggle comes, I trust and I know this moment is here to serve me. Number two, I accept the moment without resisting. Number three, the practice is to pay attention to and witness those stories that the ego, the lower consciousness, the mind says, oh, I'm feeling this way because there, you know, the humanness in all of us, the humanness, we are going to feel a lot of different emotions. And what if we didn't label those emotions, anger or sadness or depression? What if we didn't label them? What if we just said, I'm feeling this because it's time to feel it. I'm feeling this way just because it's time. That's just a new way, or scratch the new, that's just a different way, a different perspective. I can say I'm angry. Yeah, I get it. But what if I just am feeling it because it's time? You know, the moon changes phases. I'm learning about the moon waxing and waning. Waning, W-A-N-N-W-A-N-I-N-G, waning, waning, full moon, new moon. So it's just time. And when you attach the story to it, the story is one of the big reasons why we're suffering. It's because of the story, and not only the story, believing the story. So I'm into, if it's more than three words, I know it's my ego talking. I know it's a story, and I'm sorry, but I'm just witnessing my stories without buying into them. I'm not buying into them anymore. Let me give you my definition of happiness. And I describe myself as a happiness specialist, inner peace practitioner, oracle, teacher, and student. I'm always learning, always expanding my consciousness. Why? Because that's just my thing, baby. That's just my thing. That's my commitment. That's I'm not going to say the only thing I'm interested in, but it is a top priority. And speaking of top priorities, you can Google this. I've said it, and I know this is the introduction of the show, so I've said it a million times, but you can Google it. It was a study done by hospice nurse. She's a hospice nurse, Bronnie Ware, B-R-O-N-N-I-E Ware. And she did a study with her patients, people that had days to live, weeks to live, months to live. I can't even imagine. Well, I've been around. That was 2021. There were two of my friends in Oregon that I met over the years when I was living there. And crazy as it sounds, within 2 months, both of them were given 6 months to live, a woman and a man, Tina and my other friend Grizzly. Of course, both of them have passed now, but being around people that know their days are numbered, that's pretty that is powerful. And one of them, Grizzly, handled it was angry, lashed out. He didn't take anything personally, but he was very angry at that diagnosis. There's no judgment here. And then Tina handled it totally different. In fact, she was married, and one of the things she told me, I could even start. One of the things she told me, she said, you know, I'm leaving a note for my husband. I'm leaving a note for him telling him that after I go, I want him to date. I want him to find someone to fall in love with again. And in fact, listen to this one. And in fact, I think my friend Lauren would be the perfect person. She's putting all this in a letter before she dies. So I don't know how I got off on that tangent, but you know that I can in a moment. So back to the study. The five most common regrets of the dying. The five most common regrets of the dying. You can Google it. The first one is, I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. I wish I didn't work so hard. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. And I wish I would have been happier. So that's my thing, people. And again, when I say happiness, it is a vibration that you feel regardless of what happens outside. It has nothing to do with anything external. It has nothing to do with an accomplishment. It has nothing to do with a goal met. It has nothing to do with finances, relationships, health, nothing. It is an internal state of mind, an internal state in mind that never wavers and never leaves, but it is a practice. My definition of happiness is the ability to vibrate peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. Let me just say that again, just in case you're taking notes. The ability to vibrate peace, contentment, satisfaction, regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. That's my definition. And you may have a different definition. And one of the things that I like to share is, what do I want to experience on my deathbed? What do I want on my deathbed? I mean, I got to talk about it. I have a son. We talk about it. I want to be able to smile. I want to be able to laugh. Yes. And that's it. That's going to be my highest achievement, my highest accomplishment, to be able to smile, laugh on my deathbed. Whew, that's kind of heavy. That's a little heavy one to start off the show. But let me get into today's topic. Hold on a second. Let me just make sure that I have these notes just all over the place. There's no organization over on this side of town. A lot of inspiration, a little bit less organization. And so I want to share with you, develop or suggest or not, if you feel inspired by anything I'm saying or if you feel like this is a fit, I am not here to tell you that my way is the only way, that my way is the right way, but my way has taken me to a place where what used to bother me, what used to matter years ago, months ago, just doesn't. And let me share a really quick story. In 2018, and I've shared it before, but in 2018 when my mother died, oh, let me say this. Before I do, if you want to call and speak with me live, the number is area code 646-564-9619. Again, call in. I'm not accepting guests on Wisdom, but you can call and speak with me live, area code 646-564-9619. I love questions. I love comments. I love input. I love different perspectives. So in 2018 when my mother died, it was a few weeks later, actually it was a couple months later, because the attorney that assisted with this project, I found out that she gifted the family house to the handyman. She gifted the family house, the house that was going to me with all the contents, to her handyman. Now, she couldn't do it by herself. she had help from an attorney. And so at first when I found out, I mean, happiness is a practice skill. I've been practicing for over four decades, everyone. I ain't no spring chicken. No spring chicken. Four decades. So it took me, when I found that out, it took me 2 weeks. I remember thinking, oh, God. And, I mean, talk about dark and spiraling down. It took me 2 weeks to be able to laugh. I was even interviewed on, I think, maybe three or four shows at that time, going on those shows, telling that story. Yeah, my mother died, and the house went to the handyman. Ha, 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 LOL. And I could laugh after 2 weeks. Now fast forward to 2022. Don't think that I'm not still still dealing with this attorney. Don't think that that hasn't gone away. So it's 5 years later. There was a hearing that I missed because, I mean, of course there's a story and there's a reason to it, and I'll give you the story, because I thought the hearing was continued 2 weeks. I mean, I got an email from the court. The hearing has been continued. No, that wasn't for my hearing, even though it listed my case. Guess what? I missed the hearing. I missed the hearing this week. Can you imagine the stories after all those years of fighting and missing a hearing? But instead of taking 2 weeks to get over it, instead of taking 2 weeks for me to be able to laugh at it or smile at it, it took an afternoon. It took an afternoon. Now, I still get a little cringy, and the fight is not over, but it took an afternoon. So when I say happiness is a practice skill, it all depends on how often, how committed you are to the practice. Again, the number to call in, and if you want to speak with me live, is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And then you just press the number 1, and I will bring you live on the show. Whew, 2 weeks to an afternoon. Happiness, contentment, that vibration of peace is a practice skill. Now, let me share with you. Let's talk about today's topic. Now, everybody that's listening to this show, if you've listened to me before, it's time to put your seatbelts on. It's time to put your seatbelts on, because this may be a bumpy, bumpy ride. And one of the things that I share, and one of the things that I tell everyone, is the practice begins. Well, let me ask you this question. When I teach the classes, The Truth About Happiness, I always, the first class, I wrap up an object. It's a real object. I wrap it up, nice little gift, a little bow, and I give it to each student on the first day. And I say, in this package is the answer to all of your problems and all of your solutions for the rest of your life. In this package, the answer to everything. No more guessing, no more wondering. The answers. Wouldn't you like the answers to the test before you took the test? That's what I tell my son. I got the answers to the test if you want them. Of course, he's on his own journey. I can't take that personally. Sometimes he asks me questions and sometimes he doesn't. But he's on his own journey. And that's up to me to practice accepting that and staying out of his business, even my only son. But let me get back to asking you, what is in the package? What is the answer to all of your challenges, all of your problems, all of those moments of it's got to be somewhere outside, it's got to be them, it's not me? The answer is, it's a mirror. The practice is done in the mirror. Can't be avoided if you want results, if you want the outcome to be favorable, if you want the outcome to be peace, if you want the outcome of vibrating contentment, the practice is in the mirror. And let me tell you, it's not easy. It's not pleasant. It doesn't feel good all the time. It doesn't feel good all the time. In fact, we talked last week about thanking the universe. I say universe. You can say God. You can use the term God, source, higher power. It doesn't matter to me. Words, energy, for me, I communicate with energy, with vibration. Your words, and the words, they're for me, they're just so, I get it. I get it that people believe words are powerful. I totally understand it. I get it. It is a programming to believe that words are powerful. I understand it. But words innately are not powerful. You did not pop out of the womb believing or having the ability to be insulted or offended. You had to learn that. Or your feelings hurt. You had to learn that. So I like to communicate with energy. And I know everybody's different. And I accept that. So back to the, what was my point? Boy, oh boy, I can really just start going. My point, words, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, I forgot my point. Oh, the mirror. Thank you. Woo! Oh, I remember what I was saying. So you can say God, universe, whatever term you want to use. The practice is done in the mirror. But while you're practicing, when I say happiness is the practice skill, have a relationship with the universe. I'm talking to the universe all the time. And sometimes, I'm sorry, but sometimes I say you're an asshole. You're assholes. I hate you. You don't think I throw that out? Oh, there's no censorship here. I tell the universe I hate them from time to time. Of course. Because the challenges, I think I get extra challenges because if I'm claiming I'm a happiness specialist, I think they pick on me. Can you imagine missing a hearing? Only took an afternoon to get over it. The cringe factor. I don't even have the cringe factor. And let me tell you why. Let me give you the truth. Because I know, trust, believe with every cell of my body that if I miss a hearing, I wasn't supposed to be there. If I miss a hearing, guess what? The universe had other plans. I trust that. I believe that. I know that. I accept that. I don't like that. Well, my ego doesn't like that. But if there is something that's not happening, it's not because of something I did or didn't do. The universe signs off on everything. If it's not happening, it's not supposed to happen. Whew, can we talk about today's topic? Seatbelt time. Again, if you want to call in and ask me a question or comment, the number here is area code 646-564-9619. Let's get to today's topic. Which one should I do first? How to handle difficult people or my perspective on manifesting? I mean, especially the manifesting one, it's not going to be an easy one to hear. Put your seatbelts on. But this is my perspective. And again, I'm open to you having a different perspective of what I believe. And the reason why I believe this is because of evidence and because of countless conversations I've had with the universe. No, I'm not crazy. Well, yes, I am. But I do have conversations. And don't think that I'm doing this by myself. I mean, I ask for guidance all the time. One of the things, I don't do traditional meditation, but one of the things I do is every day, sometimes more than once, 3-4 times a day, go outside, my palms are up in the air, and I ask the universe how. How do I let go of the stories? How do I become more aware? How do I trust more? How do I expand my consciousness? How do I surrender? How do I let go of resisting the present moment? Those are the things I ask for. And how do I have more patience? More patience with myself, more patience with the growth, more patience on this journey. Okay, I don't know what should I do. You know what? I think I'm going to, because I'm going to do the difficult people topic first. Hold on, let me get my notes. I do have notes on that, especially with this one, because this is a new The universe is always giving me new information. I get new information when it's time. And this is something, this is something new. So I'm sharing this for the first time. let me take a swig of water. Hold on a second. You know, living in the desert, living in Las Vegas, your throat gets really dry. Drier than usual. Hold on. And again, if you want to call and speak with me live, the number here is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. Welcome, wisdom people. Welcome, wisdom community. Let me take some water. Let me get some water and take a deep breath. I am so passionate about this topic. If you can't feel that, you can feel it. You can feel it. Hold on a second. Let me take some water. Live. Reality spirituality, which is trademarked, by the way. Woo! It only took about a year, a little over a year. Hold on. Let me get water before I just stop. And let me stop talking. Hold on. Gulp, gulp, gulp. Oh, boy. And while it's in my head, I want to share with you what I prescribe for every single person to do every day. Find something to laugh at. Find something to laugh. And I really mean that, whether it's 5 minutes of laughter, a half hour of laughter, an hour of laughter. Find something that is going to guarantee you have you chuckling, you laughing, whether it's a YouTube video. I like the YouTube videos where people don't try to figure this out, where people are being chased by someone carrying a chainsaw. You know, those Halloween videos where the guy has a real-life chainsaw. And there's one that's really my favorite where this guy's in the bathroom and it's a clown. It's a clown carrying a chainsaw. Can't get any scarier than that. And the clown turns on the chainsaw, and the guy's in the bathroom. It's late at night. And what's that? And he's running out, and the clown's chasing him with the chainsaw. I know, it's a little wacky. And then there's another video that I love. This woman, poor woman, as I laugh, she is being chased by a wild turkey. Now, living in Oregon, I mean, there are wild turkeys all over the property, and I was never afraid of them. But this woman was afraid of this wild turkey. I mean, if you search on YouTube, a woman getting chased by a wild turkey, I'm telling you, it's a hoot. But I digress. The point is, find something to laugh at every single day. Laughter shifts your energy. Laughter is that state of laughing, it just feels so good. It is a universal, it is a spiritual place to laugh. I believe that. I talked to a person in my life who's grandfathered in. He's grandfathered in, and I don't know why I've even asked him this. And I said, do you laugh every day? Laugh. Well, if something's funny, I laugh, but if it's not funny, I'm not laughing. I said, so you don't assign yourself, you don't make sure that you're laughing every day? Why would I do that? Needless to say, we chat from time to time. It's not a regular diet of that. I would not do a regular diet of that. But from time to time we catch up. Why would I do that? Why would I want to laugh? Why? I had to laugh at that answer. Anyway, no judgment here. Okay, let's go to the difficult people. Who's with me? Who wants to know about how to handle difficult people? And this is really, there are a couple of students in my happiness class that are living, they say they live with difficult people. So this is really geared toward anyone in your household that it's difficult. And you know what I'm talking about. Luckily, I live alone. There's a reason for that. Okay, here we go. Seatbelts on. Number one, get your mirrors out. You got your seatbelts on and your mirrors. If you are complaining, and let me just switch this, because this is a scenario that involves anybody living in the same home with you. Okay, let me just switch that. And you can also expand it to people maybe that aren't living with you, but I'm just going to give you some pointers. Not some pointers, but a different perspective. Number one, if you are noticing them, if you are talking about them, complaining about them to other people, mentioning them, you know, it's always their fault, right? It's always them. Know that you are a willing participant. Also know that you are encouraging the behavior. What? Willing participant, encouraging the behavior. Rebecca, what? No, it's them. It's not me. Here we go. And especially, this is for people that are living in your home who you are labeling difficult. Who do you pay? I'm going to ask some questions and only you can answer them. Who do you pay the most attention to in your home? So if you claim to you're living with someone that's difficult, the question is, who do you pay the most attention to in your home? What you're paying attention to most is what you are reacting to the most. And what you should be, and I don't use that word should, but I'm going to use it today. What you should be paying to, What you should be paying attention to is yourself. So the questions are, what do you pay attention to the most in your home? And what you're paying attention to in your home is what you are reacting to the most. What you should be paying attention to is yourself. And when I say yourself, I mean your energy, your vibration. It's the mirror, folks. It's not out there. It's in the mirror. Here's another question to ask yourself. Do you believe that you are doing the best that you can to handle the situation? And again, I'm talking about difficult people in the home. Do you believe you are doing the best you can to handle the situation? Usually, people say, yeah, I'm doing the best I can. Do you believe that they are the difficult person? You know, let's label them difficult. Do you believe they're doing the best that they can? Now, if you answer no, they're not doing the best they can. They could do more. They could be better. They could be more compassionate. They could be less rude. They can be less self-centered. They could be less narcissistic. They can be less, it's always them. Correct? Do you believe you're doing the best you can, and do you believe they're doing the best you can? For some reason, you can think, and I'm just, this is just, these are just my notes, and I'm just throwing this out there, for a different perspective. For some reason, and I'm just saying this, let me just throw myself into it. When my mother was alive, boy, oh boy, I knew she wasn't going to change. I knew that maybe not have the ability to change, but I knew that I could. So it was a practice of trying to find things that worked. That's what this life is. It's about strategies to find things that work. And when I say work, that means bringing peace in the house. That's my responsibility, not hers. My responsibility to bring peace in the house, not anyone else's. And for some reason, if you think that someone else could do better, can do better, then guess what? So can you. So should you. If you think someone else needs to change, that's a clue that's saying you you can be the change, you know, be the change you want to see in the world. That's really a powerful statement, and it's a true statement. You be the change. Why is it why is the look that the fingers are pointing outside and it's them? It is a talk about a pandemic of blaming. blaming other people, blaming, where's my notes about blame? Here it is, the blame game. I wrote this a couple of years ago. The blame game people play, it's not your circumstances. It's not the relationship you do or don't have. It's not the person who won the election or the price of gas or the weather. It's not your health or the aches and pains in life. It's not money. We know that. It's not how much you weigh. It's not your children. It's not your parents. It's not the difficult person. Your peace, your happiness depends on what you practice on a daily basis. Depends on what you practice. You want to feel different during any challenge in the moment? You want to feel different? You can. Look in the mirror and choose a different perspective. Grow. Elevate your consciousness. Be different than who you were last week, last month, last year. Sorry to yell at you. No, I'm not. I'm just passionate. I'm not yelling. Okay, so let's get back to the difficult person. So for some reason, the difficult person in the house, they can do better, but guess what? The truth is, it's your job to do better. Do you believe you can handle any situation with a difficult person better? Do you believe that you're in a relationship, or maybe not a relationship, but do you believe that you're in the situation for a reason? Can you give yourself, provide yourself with a good reason why you are in the presence of someone that's difficult? Can you find a good reason for that? Can you say to yourself that maybe I'm here to learn something? Maybe I'm here to grow. Maybe this difficult person is serving me in a way that, I wouldn't have chosen. It always comes back to that person in the mirror. How about this? Developing character. What does that even mean, developing character? Try to find, if you're dealing with a difficult person, can you find, come up with a good characteristic that you can develop from being in the situation with a difficult person? Can you come up with a new characteristic, when I say new characteristic, I mean, listen, you're either growing or you're not. So the consciousness, the awareness, how are you different from today than last week even? I gave you an example earlier about, it took me 2 weeks to laugh about the handyman taking the house. And then it took me an afternoon to be able to laugh that I missed a hearing, a court hearing. It was over in an afternoon. So monitor, the awareness is where your power is. The awareness, that's going to go to the next topic too. So can you imagine the growth that you would receive? And the more you grow, the more peace you are going to feel. The more you grow, and I say again, this happiness, this peace, this vibration, this energy of contentment, of satisfaction, it's a vibration. The more you grow, the more you will feel that. The more it will be rooted in who you are. The more you will be able to, my hand is up in the air. I'm trying to pull out the words. The more you will be able to lock on to that. That's your lifeline. That's the lifeboat, lifeline. That's it. Grabbing on to peace. So the question is, do you think, dealing with a difficult person, that there is something that you can develop, that you can grow from that? Do you even desire growing? How about this? When I say growth, let me give you an example. And I mean a divine characteristic, meaning acceptance. Acceptance of people is divine. I mean real acceptance. Not some bullshit acceptance. Oh, yeah. Not tolerating someone, but I mean real acceptance. Another divine characteristic is patience. Another divine characteristic is not judging them. The only reason I judge someone else is because I continue to judge me. If I'm judging them, I know I'm doing it to me first. Let's get back to the difficult person. Again, if you want to call in and speak with me live, you have a question, just press the number 1. The number here to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. So let me ask you this. You're dealing with a difficult person. Who is the leader in that relationship? Who is the leader in that relationship? The answer is, it's the person you're reacting to. Whoever you're reacting to, that's the leader. That's the leader. I'm going to take on the responsibility I talked about when my mother was alive. Are you kidding? It's not easy to visit and be in a house with a woman who turns on the news. I mean, it's always bad news. I mean, wasn't easy, and especially that generation. There was nothing wrong with my mother, but sometimes it's just incompatible energy, people. It's just incompatible energy. The energy sometimes can be compatible with watching Family Feud, or what else did she like to watch? Price is Right. Yeah, okay, that's compatible, but for a moment. So it was my responsibility to keep the peace in that house, not hers. So again, who is the leader in the relationship? The answer is whoever you are reacting to. And let's talk about the difference between reacting and responding. I know you hear it a lot, but I want to offer some different perspectives about reacting and responding. Reacting is always a program. Reacting is always a condition. I could use the word brainwashed. If somebody says a word and you're triggered by a word, number one, it's always a judgment, and number two, it's always from the past. And number three, the reaction is always a program. I'm not up here saying, yeah, I got it mastered, because my reaction to customer service, oh my goodness, you want to talk about buttons pushed? If my tank isn't filled up with peace, if my gas tank is low, and I make a call to customer service, oh my goodness, I'm ready to react, you're not helping me, get me somebody that can help me, what a stupid question. Oh, and the programming, oh, the reacting to the programming of the with the programming questions. Oh, how's your day going? And it's 6 o'clock, and it's 6 a.m. when I have a regular show on video, what I'm going to do is just do a whole day of what bothers me. what pushes my buttons, especially when I'm not fueled up? Oh, those program questions on Friday. Hey, what are you doing this weekend? You got any plans for this weekend? And then on Monday, how was your weekend? That makes me crazy, because it's just robotic questions. But the truth is, here we go. You want the real truth? The truth is, it's not those questions that are making me crazy. It's the programming around and the beliefs that I have and the lack of acceptance of other people and their questions. That's really what's going on. It comes back to the mirror. Don't think I like it. I don't like it. I don't like that truth. But it's not them. It's me. It's me. It's me. So the reacting is always a program. If you're reacting to a person, know that you are robotically reacting to a program. The good news is what you learned, you can always unlearn. If there is a program that's floating around, if, are you kidding me? That's the name of the book that I'm writing now, Programmed for Unhappiness. It is the programming that is causing the suffering. So you know if you're reacting, especially if it's instant. Number one, it's something about the past. Number two, it's a program. All programs cause, and especially if you believe that it's the truth, but it's recognizing and exposing those programs that are going and eliminating those programs with patience, one by one, will bring you to a place, I promise you, more peace, more contentment, more happiness. That's a vibration. Let's talk about responding. Responding is a conscious act. So if you're around a difficult person, you respond. I mean, especially if you're a leader. When I say leader, I mean leader in the relationship. Then the responding. The reacting is a program, and the responding is a conscious, aware behavior. The responding is a conscious behavior. Now, responding with a little, with that energy of, oh, God. I mean, you can do that. You can do that. But the responding requires consciousness, requires awareness. And the good news is sometimes the responding doesn't even require a response. What? She said, sometimes the responding doesn't even require a response. Maybe you're just throwing out peaceful energy. I know that this world is about something happens and now you react to it or respond to it. But sometimes you don't even have to. That's another strategy. Everything doesn't require a reaction or a response. And the last thing is, well, not the last thing, but the other thing is just to be thankful. To be thankful for whatever situation you find yourself in, because there are different characteristics, there are different divine characteristics that are produced by difficult situations. You're not going to learn patience from an efficient waitress. You're not going to learn patience from a waitress that is right there with you taking your order. No, you're going to learn patience with or not. You'll either learn patience from someone that's not efficient. So these difficult situations we find ourselves in, which is just life, they're there to teach us something. And if you say you're doing the best you can, but they're not, you're doing the best you can, but they're not, guess who's the leader in that relationship? It's not you. And see, that's another thing. This is a hard one. This really hurt me. This really hurt me. Ooh-wee. I don't even want to say it, but I'm going to. I used to think I was better than them. I'm better than the narcissist. I'm better than the racist. I'm better than the rude person. Let me tell you something. If you recognize anything in anybody else, you own it. Sorry, I didn't give you a seatbelt warning on that one. But if you recognize anything in anyone else, you own it. Beep. Now that was a topic about difficult people. Are you ready for the topic about manifestation? Again, the number to call in and speak with me live is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. If you want to ask a question, make a comment, throw in your perspective, I'm open, O-P-E-N, and that's another thing. Practice. being open to new ideas, new beliefs, new perspectives, you will find more peace. Being open to all being open to all of it. Let me see. Let me hold that. Oh, here we go. Thank you. Thank you, universe, for giving me my list right there. So what program behaviors, and we're going to get to the manifesting right after this, what program behaviors subtract from happiness? Oh, there's a ton of them. Take your pencils and take your pencil out or pen out, unless you don't want to. What program, and I say program behaviors, which means what we learned while growing up. We did not pop out of the womb knowing how to behave in these ways. So it's a learned behavior, program learned. And whatever you learned, you can unlearn. Here we go. Blaming anyone or the circumstances for the way you feel. These are program behaviors that are proven, scientifically proven. Can I say that? Oh, I've been testing them for over 40 years. That subtract from happiness. And again, happiness is an energy. It's a vibration. Vibration of contentment. Isn't that I like to say contentment, because everybody gets contentment. Happiness, sometimes you don't get it, but that vibration of contentment, that vibration of I'm satisfied in this present moment, that vibration, when I say contentment, I need more than this universe. I need more than this present moment that you're giving me. I need more. Now we're going to get into the manifestation. Woo! Blaming anyone or any circumstances for the way you feel, comparing yourself to anyone else, noticing what someone else is doing. That just means stay out of everybody else's business. It's not your business. It's their business and the universe's business. Stay out of their business. You'll be happier. Talking negatively about what someone else is doing, thinking anything is serious, thinking anything is important. I get a lot of pushback on those. Some things aren't serious. Some things are important. Well, you can believe that, and you can act like that, and you can vibrate that, but you can still take care of business without that energy. This is serious. Does that feel heavy, or does that feel light? This is important. Does that feel heavy, or does that feel light? This is a good one. Oh, this is a hard one. Wanting someone else to think what you think is important is important. Wanting someone else to think what you think is important is important. I had to let that go. I had to let go of thinking that everybody wants to be happy, don't they? Everybody wants to choose peace over drama, right? Wrong. No, everybody doesn't. Everybody isn't interested in peace over drama. And that was a interesting, I mean, what an eye-opener. No, some people aren't interested. In fact, some people, the peace is causes anxiety. Or the laughter, or scratch the laughter, the lightness, it's uncomfortable. I remember not being comfortable with peace, and now I'm uncomfortable with anything but. Let me get back to the list. Wanting someone, and this is for you people with causes, and I love you people with causes. Wanting someone to think what you think is important. Sharing bad news. Having expectations, all expectations subtract from your peace. You want to eliminate disappointment and heartbreak for the rest of your life? Let go of expectations. And you know what I always get? Well, Rebecca, that's hard. Yeah, this shit is hard. This practice is not easy. Looking in the mirror for everything is not easy. But I'm telling you the results, if you dropped $500 billion on me, hey, Rebecca, you want to go back to who you used to be? I wouldn't take it. The peace, I can't even explain. I don't even have the words. I don't even have the words to tell you, to share with you how important being able to be at peace in all moments is. Giving power to words. I get it. I get it. I get it. But how about switching it and being open to what is the vibration as opposed to what is the word? And the reason behind that is we're so different. If I said the word love, it's going to be different from you, because I'll tell you this. If I love the way the universe loves, that means there's no strings attached. That if I love you unconditionally no matter what you do and no matter what you don't do. But this world is taught to love with strings attached, to love with conditions. That if they do this, I love them, but if they cheat on me, I hate them. I get it. I promise you I do. But love like the universe loves, the sun shines on the serial killer and the Pope. Having attachments. That means attachments to an outcome, attachments to a person, attachments to material things. One of the things that I had to learn about that house being gifted to the handyman, I had expectations. I had attachments to the contents in that house. Zero attachments. Practice. It is a practice. Happiness is a practice skill. Let go of all attachments. Eliminate them one by one. If you want to feel more peace. If you don't, that's okay too. Living in the past, living in the future, talking about the past. You know, what is this obsession, I'm just asking, about talking about yesterday? Yesterday, yesterday, all I talked about was yesterday. I can only talk about yesterday, and yesterday, I talked about yesterday. What? Unless there is a lesson to be learned, I mean, this is my practice. Unless I'm sharing, this is what I learned about yesterday, I'm not talking about yesterday. And then what? Now what are you going to talk about if it's not yesterday? I'm just throwing that out. You know, feel it or don't feel it. Having a preference. Ooh, this is a hard one, especially coming into football season. Having a preference. That's a tough one. I prefer hot weather. I prefer cold weather. I prefer all preferences. All preferences subtract from your peace. Trust me on that. I went from California to Oregon to Las Vegas. And when I was in Oregon, I didn't even realize that I would miss the sun until there was no sun. I have a preference, and I remember the weather, cold, cold, cold. And I remember thinking, I will never complain about the heat again. I will never complain about cold. I don't have a preference in weather. I had to let go of those preferences. All preferences subtract from that vibration of contentment. And let me just get through this quick, because I've got to get to the other topic about manifesting. Having preferences. Just practice. Practice letting go of your preferences. So let me share this one. And again, this eliminating program behaviors does not happen overnight. It's a practice that has taken 40 years, because people ask me, well, how fast and when can I feel that? And it's an ongoing journey, and part of the practice is to have patience, not only with yourself, but have patience with the process. Have patience with these people. Trying to control anything or anyone outside of yourself. Oh, I was the queen of controlling people, of trying to control people, telling them what to do, offering suggestions. Control? I had to let that go. Let go of trying to control anything or anyone outside of yourself. Complaining about something you have no control over. Politics. Complaining about something you have no control over. I know, but you know what happens? seatbelt time again. I know you're already buckled in. The addiction that no one talks about are the addictions of complaining, the addiction to being negative, the addiction to fear, the addiction to being right, the addiction to thinking, taking things personally. Forget the addictions of food and gambling and shopping. Forget those and drugs. How about the addiction to being right? I used to have that. Woo! And I'm. Come on. I can say if you want to be right, that's okay. It's okay with me. You can be right. I can tell you I'm wrong. I'm okay with that. My ego has to sit down, ego. They can be right in my presence. Yeah, you can be right. I used to be addicted to arguing. I used to be addicted to going back and forth and arguing and arguing my point so I could be right. Please, you can be right all you want. Taking anything personally, what anybody says to you, it is never personal. I don't care if they're calling your name. And whatever they're saying to you, especially if they're labeling you in anger, calling you whatever they want to call you, it's never personal. Never. It's always about them. I don't take anything with any, you know, I joke in my fitness classes, I say, you can't hurt my feelings because I don't have any anymore. No. Anyway, let me get to the other topic. But before I do that, let me just share with you the number to call in if you want to speak with me live. Just press the number one, area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. Let me share with you the behaviors that add to happiness, the behaviors that will add to your contentment. I promise you, committing to and making this thing called happiness, and again, it's an energy, so let me stick with the energy, this energy of peace, a number one lifelong priority and commitment. Surrendering to whatever is happening in the moment without resistance. Humbling the ego, silencing the ego, putting the ego on a timeout. Knowing the difference between your universal voice and that other voice, that critical voice, that mind that is going to tell you something's wrong with this moment. Just know that you can feel the difference. So when that voice comes and that voice is telling you a story as to why something is wrong, guess what? I just call it out. I don't resist it. I don't try to change it. I say, oh, hi, ego. You got something to say today? I'm listening, but I ain't buying it. I'm listening. What else you got? Oh, I procrastinated. Oh, I didn't. I'm, you know, just getting older. Oh, I'm dying. Skin's hanging. Oh, thank you, ego, for the suggestion. But I know the truth. So I just practice witnessing my ego. Don't you think that I identify with it at all? Because the awareness is the power. The awareness is the power. Knowing yourself, having a loving, accepting relationship with yourself, and then you'll be able to accept others, regardless of whether they think like you or not, believe what you do or not. Don't think that I didn't struggle with that. Don't think that I had a preference. Especially with all of this COVID and the 2020 and the political scene, don't think that I didn't have a preference, mask on, mask off, but I'll tell you this, those preferences didn't bring me any peace, zero. So my practice, get in the mirror. Oh, I don't mind the mirror anymore. I'm used to it. Get in the mirror. I had to let go of all those judgments of mask wearers, no mask wearers. Come on. I had to let go of that. Children wearing masks. I had to let go of it. It was bringing me absolutely no peace. And the other thing that adds to happiness is trust, a blind trust of knowing that you are being served in every moment. Witnessing moments as opposed to personalizing them. Staying out of everybody else's business. And having a daily practice. Happiness is a practice skill. Here we go. Manifesting. Oh, my goodness. Oh, no, no, no. You don't. I'm telling you. Close your ears. Plug your ears. You do not want to hear this. You don't want to hear it. Ah, the number to call in and tell me that you don't want to hear it is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. My perspective of manifesting. I don't think it's possible. What? Blasphemy. What did she say? She said, I don't want to say anything, but she said she doesn't think it's possible to manifest anything. What? What the hell's wrong with her? How could she say that? Vision boards? What? I got a vision board right now. Let me just share my perspective. Whatever the universe has in store for you on this journey, you will experience it. You will experience it. Without a doubt. Why is it that people are only able to manifest what money can buy? A house, a job, a person. I heard that's okay. A relationship. Okay, that's not money can buy. A relationship. Who's manifesting a cure for cancer? Who's manifesting a cure for the other C word? Who's manifesting growing 3 inches taller? Who's manifesting a new star or a new planet? I'm just going to speak for myself. This is my perspective. You can disagree. You can say I'm full of bullshit. I'm good with that. I'm okay with that. My ego wants me to believe I can manifest something. My ego mind, lower consciousness, that voice wants me to believe. Wants me to believe that I can manifest something, that I have the power to manifest something. But the truth is I'm going to experience and receive whatever I am destined to receive. That's what I believe. And let me tell you something about the universe or God. God, universe, source. The universe didn't have to manifest the earth to feel whole, to feel I want to say to feel good. That's not really, it's not deep enough. It's not deep enough. The universe didn't have to manifest earth, have to manifest this stars, Milky Way. The universe doesn't have to manifest anything to feel whole. So the gift, the power is the awareness, is your awareness, not the manifestation. Energy makes matter. Matter doesn't make energy. Awareness and your consciousness is the power, not the manifestation. And I get it. I totally get it. I used to buy into it too. This is something different. This is something new. The universe gave me this. But because the ego can't see the manifestation, no, I need more in this moment. But you are not asleep. You are wide awake. And the ego needs something to happen. The universe doesn't need the earth to appear to confirm its power. The universe doesn't need to manifest anything to confirm its power. And I'm saying that same, and I'm saying that, and I say I'm a physical example of the universe, and so are you. So are you, my dear audience. You are a physical example. You don't need anything else, but the ego will say, let me speak for myself. My ego will tell me, no, there's something else I need. There's something else I need to manifest. It's not in the manifestation that is the power. The power doesn't come from manifesting. The power comes from your awareness and your consciousness and the daily practice of being aware and being conscious. That's the power. The power of I can change my perspective in an instant if I'm feeling challenged or I'm feeling like shit, I can change my perspective. That's the power, not something popping up. Well, I mean, you can believe that, but how about this? The things that are manifested, how much peace and satisfaction do they bring for, let me try to say this differently. How much, okay, say that brings, manifesting a, oh, let me see, hold on a second, manifest your dream home. You know, in fact, I'm going to use myself as an example again. Woo! When I lived in Oregon, I mean, the universe got me there, throwing a carrot in my face. See, the universe is very, very bright, very tricky with the strategy. It knew exactly what to throw in my face to get me into that place. Very small town, custom-built home. I always wanted to live in the forest when I was 18 years old. I said, I want to live in a forest surrounded by trees. I know, surrounded by trees. I was in a custom-built home surrounded by trees. A creek in the backyard. Guess what? I had my dream home. I was looking for peace. Surely there's going to be peace there. And I'm not saying that you can't shift, energy doesn't shift in nature. That's not what I'm saying, but I'm saying the bigger picture. I mean, the vision board, it was checked off. But the peace is not found in anything manifested. The peace is found within. And your power and your peace is found within, not about any. And so again, let's manifest a cure for this COVID. Who's doing that? Let's manifest, grow 3 inches taller. Who's doing that? New planet. So I don't know if you want to question the manifestation or not. Totally up to you. But I'm riding with that whole believing I can manifest something. It's just a secret, covert operation by the ego. And that ego is tricky. Ooh, it comes with so many different disguises. So many faces, so many ways to get in. And it's just so convincing. Oh, it's convincing as hell. And I want to say, fuck, it's convincing as hell, that ego. It's convinced me. Not anymore. I know the difference because I can feel the difference. You know, anything universal is lasting, ongoing. This other stuff, if it's not lasting, it's not universal. That's my perspective. I have both hands up. Does anyone have a question for me or a comment? You can call the number, area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And that goes to the whole positive thinking, all of that. I mean, I get it. I do the glass half full, glass half empty. But how about having a glass that's overflowing all the time. That's universal. A glass that's overflowing all the time. This ego thing is real. And the practice, what I practice, is starving my ego to death. Starving it, starving it, starving it. I know the difference. I can feel the difference. And so can you. I can feel the difference. And that's why I starve it. It's there. I'm not trying to try to get rid of it. I'm not, you know, resisting it. But I sure, it doesn't have anything to hold on to. It's like, oh, my God, my favorite show for laughing is that I just discovered this a couple months ago. I know it's been out forever, but Wipeout. You know those people that get bounced around and then they fall into the water and they fall into the mud and they're trying to hold on to these slippery platforms and they're slipping off. My ego just doesn't have any. I mean, it can stick for a little bit, but I can feel when it's sticking and I know the difference. No, an ego's slippery and slidey. Sorry, ego, you don't get to reside for long. I can smell it coming. And me thinking that I am causing and making something happen and manifesting something, that's just me. That's just me. I know I pushed a lot of buttons on that one. Pushed a lot of buttons on that one, but that's okay. That's okay. That's my job. And I feel very comfortable. I feel very comfortable sharing what I found that is going to bring more peace. And it may not bring peace to you. Your peace is, yeah, I'm manifesting. Well, manifest yourself 3 inches taller over there. And then I'll get off. Then I'll stop rubbing it in. Okay, I'll stop. Well, I just want to say thank you so much for listening on Blog Talk Radio. If there's any questions, you can call me direct, 646-564-9619. If there are no questions, I have a few people in the queue. Just press the number 1, and you can speak with me live or not. I mean, she can talk. She can talk. So Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time unless I'm traveling. And now Reality Spirituality, the truth, and now Reality Spirituality is being trademarked. You can go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. I'm on LinkedIn. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I really appreciate, I promise you, appreciate and am grateful for anyone spending their time and or listening today. I from my heart, thank you. I feel it. I just thank, again, whether one person listens, 0 people listen, 100 people listen, 1,000 people listen, millions of people listen. The universe taught me that lesson years ago. Rebecca, what do you care about numbers? We're listening. The universe is listening. So that's another thing. If you want to find more peace, let go of those numbers. I don't need no stinking numbers. I know that's how the world works, but it's not bringing me any peace. Paying attention to numbers. I do have a few videos on YouTube. I'm going to be updating that one of these days. And my first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, which I self-published, can be purchased on Amazon. And there is another book that I was a collaborative author. It's called The Book I Read, and that was out in March. And that's just talking about me sharing with you who is the author that really influenced me. I mean, come on. I said David Hawkins, but Ernest Holmes, David Hawkins, Abraham's teaching, Chopra's teaching, Eckhart Tolle, who was the guy that wrote the Road Less Traveled? That was my first book. The first book, Road Less Traveled, that was decades ago. And the first sentence in that book is, life is hard. No, growth is not easy. But I'm telling you, the benefits, the rewards are priceless. Until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. Your conscious energy, which is always evolving, always changing, and always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. That's my favorite quote from Abraham. Be kind to yourself. Accept yourself in every moment and be your own best friend. I said that already. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, global happiness specialist, inner peace practitioner, oracle, teacher, student. And remember, happiness is a practice skill. And I promise you, the more you practice, the more peace you're going to find. Your experience in every moment reflects on what you practice. Have a conscious week. And we'll go our ending theme song. Beep, 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 beep. Ending theme song.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Good,
now.
Get real good.
Get spiritual.
Now,
what I'm